WKXW Trenton, WKXW HD. From New Jersey's most listened to station, New Jersey 101.5 News starts now.
It's 7 o'clock. I'm Eric Scott. Mostly peaceful protests around the nation and in New Jersey last night, a day after violence again erupted on America's streets. A park near the White House to Manhattan to towns across New Jersey, people coming together peacefully to protest police brutality and honor George Floyd, killed by a cop in Minneapolis. In Toms River, police and the county prosecutor joined marchers in Cherry Hill, Freehold, Hightstown, Ocean City, Keensburg, Princeton, South Brunswick, and other towns. Communities coming together in both loud and somber gatherings. Governor Murphy is angrily defending his state health commissioner this morning, despite multiple health department whistleblowers saying her lack of leadership and poor choices led to perhaps thousands of preventable deaths in our nursing homes. Murphy would not address those allegations, but did say,
"Judy is not going anywhere, and she's as good as it gets anywhere in the United States."
It was Commissioner Judy Persichilli who ordered nursing homes to readmit COVID-19 infected patients. Unlike Governor Cuomo in New York, who admitted that was a mistake in his state, Murphy and Persichilli defended their decision to do so. More than half of all deaths from coronavirus in New Jersey have been in our nursing homes. As the state Senate prepares to hold hearings on the nursing home response, at least one senator is asking the federal government to step in and take control.
State Senator Joe Panaccio says getting the federal government to take control of the state's long-term nursing facilities can't be any worse than what's going on right now.
You have a Department of Health that's in chaos.
He's referencing a letter obtained by media outlets that claims health department failures led to preventable deaths at these facilities. When asked about Panaccio's letter during a COVID-19 media briefing, Governor Murphy said he and the senator can't find much common ground on most things, including this issue. Dino Flamia, New Jersey 101.5 News.
New Jersey 101.5 News, time 7:02. New Jersey Fast Traffic is next. Now, New Jersey 101.5, instant weather.
Turning steamy and a bit stormy today. You'll catch partial sunshine with several hours of dry weather this morning, pushing the thermometer into the lower to mid-80s with high humidity. Mix of sun and clouds and a strong breeze. Then several rounds of scattered thunderstorms are likely from about midday through early evening. Those storms will almost certainly be strong to severe. Additional showers possible tonight. It'll feel muggy with lows in the upper 60s. And then tomorrow, kind of the same. Spotty showers and thunderstorms, especially tomorrow night. Otherwise, partly to mostly cloudy with highs tomorrow in the mid-80s. I'm Chief Meteorologist Dan Zarrow on the Town Square Weather Network on New Jersey 101.5.
Atlantic City is 71, Lakewood 62, Rahway 59. Download our mobile app for breaking traffic, weather, and news alerts sent right to your smartphone after a free download from New Jersey 101.5.